After a five-year hiatus, the rivalry between the Delta and Montrose football teams was resurrected last Friday. Montrose junior Angelo Youngren scored three touchdowns and kicked five extra points in the Indians' 35-0 routing of Delta. Montrose held Delta to just 84 yards rushing and 49 yards passing. The Olathe Pirates will try for their first win of the season Friday when they host Grand Valley starting at 7 p.m. In the eight-man league, undefeated Norwood will shoot for a 3-0 record when they face the Honey Farmers Saturday at Honey High School. Hotchkiss's Trenton Tamayo ran for two second-half touchdowns and a two-point conversion in the Bulldogs' 18-15 home loss Friday to number one-ranked Buena Vista. The Bulldogs face the Southern Peaks League's Del Norte Tigers at 4 p.m. Saturday at Del Norte. The Paonia Eagles will try for their first win of the season when they face the Southern Peaks League's Centauri Saturday at Lahara. Paonia will host their home opener on September 21st against Dolores. In soccer, goalie Felix Hines had five saves in the Delta Panthers' 8-2 win over visiting Montezuma Cortez last Friday. The Panthers kept up the momentum Saturday to hand the Aspen Skiers a 2-1 loss at Aspen. Delta hosts Roaring Fork tonight and will face 3-0 Battle Mountain at Edwards on Saturday. Delta cross-country runners Cleo and Clarissa Whiting again dominated the course to place 1 and 2 respectively at last Saturday's Warrior cross-country meet. Dustin Ombe topped the Delta boys to finish 9th with a time of 18 minutes 23 seconds. Jonathan Kindernecht placed 19th. Hotchkiss senior Cody Bartlett finished in 17 minutes 39 seconds to place 5th, and sophomore Andrew Tiedemann, a first-year cross-country runner, finished 7th. No team scores were kept, but the Hotchkiss girls were the clear winners at the Warrior meet. They placed 5 runners in the top 25. Course record holder Natalie Anderson finished 3rd with a time of 20 minutes 13 seconds. Teammate Jenny Solis placed 6th. Freshman May Anderson was 17th, Tiffany Clock placed 22nd, and Sophia Shelley placed 24th. More than 100 runners competed in the girls' division. Paonia's Taylor Polson finished 9th, and Chelsea Reed was 19th. Jason Sturgis led the Paonia boys' team, finishing in just over 19 minutes to place 21st. In volleyball, Delta is now 4-2 after defeating Olathe on Tuesday. They open league competition tonight at 6 p.m. at Palisade. Paonia remains undefeated after a 3-game win over visiting Norwood on Tuesday. The Lady Eagles play their league opener this Friday night at Vail Mountain. Norwood travels to Dolores on Saturday, and Ouray travels to Dove Creek. Montrose is now 4-3 after a 3-game win over Grand Junction Tuesday. They face Fruita Monument this Tuesday. And this is a great weekend to catch some volleyball in the North Fork Valley when Hotchkiss and Paonia both host Trianglers with West Grand and Meeker. C-team games begin at 11 a.m. at both schools, followed by junior varsity matches. Hotchkiss varsity will face West Grand at 1 p.m. and Meeker at 6. Paonia will play Meeker at 1 and West Grand at 6. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck with your weekly sports report.